A city business owner's step-up action against what they consider vandalism, graffiti writers see themselves as members of a long-standing tradition, complete with an oral history, rules, philosophy, and social meaning. Graff writers, as they are also called, blame their bad reputation on those who write on inappropriate places.
I steer away from local businesses, places of worship, graveyards.
Bob, who asked not to give his last name, is a Bloomington graffiti artist.
What I do with my work isn't intended to make people upset. There are some people that do gun for that, just for the shock and awe value. They will target things that are going to get a reaction out of people.
Graffiti can be found everywhere, but Bob says that serious writers tend to seek abandoned places that are considered in need of a facelift.
A lot of places I've painted have been torn down just because, you know, they are abandoned buildings. They're places where nobody has anything to do with. So painting things like abandoned buildings and things, for me, it's a part symbolism for the graffiti, you know, turning places that have just been abandoned and forgotten and just our eyesores, just turning them into something that's beautiful and has, you know, reason and meaning behind it.
Malcolm Mobutu Smith, an IU professor and graffiti scholar, blames a failure by serious artists to train new generations of writers for Bloomington's vandalism woes.
When there is a strong novice mentorship kind of culture in a graffiti subculture, that ethic of where to write, where not to write, gets translated to new people.
Smith says the recent defacing of a sculpture on the Beeline Trail should be disassociated from traditional graffiti writers.
They would look down on anyone that put pieces on a particularly obvious architectural monument of any kind. They are looking for walls that, by their very nature, scream out absence or leftover. They are not the same people that wrote on Dale Enoch's piece.
However, Bloomington is also home to an evolution of street art, politically charged stencils. Profiles of presidents and anti-war and anti-capitalism slogans have been spotted before being cleaned up. But not all graffiti is infused with social meaning. Bob, our local artist, says there's an artistic purity that separates graffiti from other media.
To be an artist anymore it's not even about the painting, or it's not even about the act of painting itself. It's about who you are and how you can market yourself. The thing about graffiti, that one of the things that I love the most, is the fact that it is so anonymous. You know, my pieces speak for themselves. It ain't about me. It ain't about what I look like.
The central appeal, Bob says, is the unrestricted experience of the act itself.
There's just a freedom to it that's not like anything else. You know, like, nobody can tell you what and what not to do. Anything that you think of can become a part of your piece.
Bob says graffiti will always be around, but the city could reduce the amount of unwanted art by creating more sanctioned space for writers to practice their craft.
You know, there are spaces for people to do things, but there's not enough. In a city that's this artistically focused, you'd think that by now they would understand that.
In Wednesday's segment, business owners and city officials talk about the economic impact graffiti has on the city, and comments from one person who makes her living, in part, by cleaning up what others claim is art. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.